Peter and the Secret of Rundoon by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. Chapter 1. The Gathering. The old man trudged along the dirt path, pulling his worn coat tighter to warn off the cold wind moaning across Salisbury Plain. Dusk was near, and the man was glad to see his destination, the village of Amesbury, come into view. The man glanced toward the cluster of massive dark stones looming in the distance to his left. He had lived near Stonehenge his whole life, and until recently he had considered it an unremarkable feature of the landscape. But in the past few weeks, since the night of the strange lights in the sky, he found that his eyes were drawn to the stones. The old man turned his head away, disgusted with himself. He was a sensible person. He was not one to believe the stories that had been swirling through the village since that night. Stories of evil spirits roaming among the stones, of animals behaving oddly, of people experiencing strange sensations.
"Rubbish,"
the man muttered to himself as he quickened his pace. The bird's cry startled the man. He looked up and saw a large raven swooping across the plain. The man stopped and watched as it passed low in front of him. He was watching the bird, not the ground, so he did not see its shadow pass across his. But he felt it. He didn't know it was a shadow. He thought it was a chill. A shudder went through his body, and he drew his coat even tighter. He felt suddenly light-headed and staggered sideways.